Hi, I'm George Mattelian, and today I will talk to you about world healthiest foods. And I'm going to cover topics how they're key for vibrant health, how to make them part of healthy lifestyle. I will cover a little bit about food sensitivity and nutrient access and deficiencies. And this way, I will start with world healthiest foods. And before I talk about world healthiest foods, I will tell you a little bit how I discover, and later I will tell you about which one they are the best foods. I was always interested to find out what is the best foods for you, for us. And I engaged myself in this discovering this kind of foods, and I traveled to 80 countries and five different continents. And I especially went to countries that are known for their longevity and good health. And what I went to these faraway places in Pakistan and India and China. But what I found out, Mediterranean countries, I was really very impressed with them. In Mediterranean countries, people in long life, they have very little problem with disease, especially when I went to the island of Crete. People live long life and they don't have these kind of problems because they eat their foods. They eat just plenty of fruits and vegetables. They have that nice climate, Mediterranean climate, and they eat fruits and vegetables, like I said. But they have fish in their ocean. They eat a lot of fish and beans and whole grains. They don't eat refined foods, and that's the reason they live a long life. And that's the reason I use them always like example, because they are good for you. And now when I talk about world healthiest foods, most important part to understand is they are nutrient-rich foods. And that's the reason to become world healthiest foods, they have to fulfill a certain criteria. And like I told you, first one, they have to be nutrient-rich foods, and they are one of the richest sources in their food group. And they demonstrate the health benefits. This kind of food could prevent certain diseases. And that means they're known to promote healthy heart, healthy immune system, skin, strong bones. That's very important to know about these kind of foods. Second thing, they need to be whole foods. That means there's nothing refined, nothing taking out of them. And there are no artificial ingredients they put in them. And they're familiar foods. People won't eat foods they are not familiar with. They don't know anything about. That's the reason you're going to find out in the world healthiest foods, you're going to find some that you're going to include vegetable and fruits and fish and seafood, and nuts and seeds, lean meat, legumes, whole grains, herbs and spices. And all these foods are familiar. Very, very, very important that we know that they are, these people will consume this kind of food. And they have to be readily available. That means they're not just in season like cherries for 1 month. They, you can find them during the year because, this is the only way that you're going to enjoy your food when you know so much of them and you could find them when you're looking for them. And they're affordable. They don't cost you arm and leg. Some of these foods are just too much expensive. And those I try to stay away from grouping them into world healthiest foods. But most important of all, they have to taste good. If they don't taste good, people won't enjoy them. And that's the reason it's very important to have foods that you could really, truly, truly enjoy it. Now, after I travel all this world qualify these foods in different categories, what is very important, we analyze all these foods for the 60 different nutrients, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, omega-3, fiber, protein, all the nutrients we know they're essential for our body. And when we find out that this is a these foods where you have world healthiest foods, they are one of the richest source of all these nutrients. And that's the reason we call it nutrient-rich foods. Now, what is the really nutrient-rich foods? Traditionally, they are professionals. They call them nutrient-dense foods. That means they're rich in all these nutrients and they have the least amount of calories. I mean, they have a lot of nutrients, but for least amount of calories. That's a very important to know. Because some foods, like nutrient-poor foods, they have a lot of calories, but not many nutrients. And the world healthiest foods, they are one of the richest sources of the nutrients under it, of any foods. Now, let me tell you about top nutrient-rich foods. You know, we have this nutrient rating system, and we find out spinach is the highest on the list. It has more vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and than any other food. One cup of cooked spinach has only 41 calories, and have all these nutrients that you need. It's a 65 on the scale. A 65, I mean, it's the highest amount of nutrients or any other food. Second is a Swiss chard. Contain same thing, a lot of nutrients, and only for 35 calories. Swiss chard is not too well known in our countries, but in European countries, that's their favorite vegetable. It's very tasty, and spinach and Swiss chard, both of them, I want to tell a special feature, they need to be boiled. And they need to be boiled because they contain oxalic acid. And when you boil them in a very short time, spinach for 1 minute and Swiss chard for 3 minutes, you get rid of mostly some of this oxalic acid. And the third nutrients is a cremini mushroom. And for one cup, you have only 31 calories. And when I talk to you about these different foods, I don't tell you just about their foods and calories, but I tell you how to select the best, because it's very important to select the best and to select when in season. That's where we have most nutrients, and they have best flavor. And even they find out, like spinach, when it's in season, have almost twice as many nutrients than especially vitamin C when it's in season. If there is not in season, and I'm telling you how to. Because it's very important to pick select properly. I mean, the because of most of the nutrients and the flavor. And I tell you about storage, because storing, you could lose 20 to 30% nutrients. That's very important to know how to storage properly. Preparing, that's another thing. Like cruciferous vegetables, you need to chop. In this way, they will form all those nutrients when they sit, and that's the reason I let them sit for 5 to 10 minutes. This cruciferous vegetable, like collard greens, kale, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, they all will be good to let him chop him and let him sit for 5 to 10 minutes. In this way, they form all these nutrients. Asparagus, only 43 calories for one cup of serving, and cook one. And they are just wonderful, wonderful vegetable. And when we talk about number five, the broccoli, you got just 44 calories. For example, romaine lettuce, can you imagine lettuce? Two cups of the letter, not cooked. This is a raw. 2 carbs got 16 calories, and they have all these nutrients. They help promoting, and they're good for you. Collard greens, you should learn a little bit more about. They're so good, so rich in nutrients. Actually, calorie per calorie, they have more calcium than milk. And right now, very popular is this kale. And in Tuscany, in Italy, they call it Cavallo Nero or Lucinato kale. Very, very, very tasty and very nutritious. It's one of the highest antioxidants food on earth. And, you know, our favorite tomatoes have only 38 calories. You see how low in calories and help us stay fit and healthy. And Brussels sprouts have 61 calories for one cup of serving. I mean, eating this world healthiest foods, which one is nutrient-rich, is very beneficial to eat and to be part of a healthier way of eating. Now, what is the key for vibrant health and energy? But for good health, we need this health-promoting nutrients. I mean, food has to be nutrient-rich, and when they're nutrient-rich, you're going to get those health-promoting vitamins. Now, let me tell you like an example of spinach, which is the number one. It's very rich in vitamin A. What vitamin A is good? We all know they fight cold and flu. And they have manganese, excellent source of manganese, protect us from free radical damage. A folic acid, not just support red blood cell production, but support healthy heart. Magnesium, relax nerves and muscles, ability to strengthen bones too. Iron, it's a good for distribution of the oxygen through the body. And naturally, vitamin C help us cells to fight free radical damage. And B2 help protect cells from oxygen damage and supports cellular energy production. And calcium maintains healthy, strong bones. Very important to understand. And the potassium lowers risk of high blood pressure, and omega-3 reduce inflammation through the body. You know, they even spinach contains some omega-3, and there's even some vegetables, they're a good source of it. And this is a benefit that we have from consuming nutrient-rich foods. That's the reason we have to eat many of them, and because our body need these foods. They are rich in nutrients, and not they are poor in nutrients like refined foods. Now, like I told you about nutrient rich foods, but let me tell you like about we all know the health for healthy bones require calcium, but we also need vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin C, magnesium, boron, copper, zinc, and some phytonutrients. And you see, all of them, they come in the food. In this way, we don't have to have them and take them in supplemental form. It's estimated that 40,000 different phytonutrients available, and we still don't understand all their function. And now we know the science shows us that these nutrient-rich foods, they contain all of them, and they are low in calories, and they could control healthy weight control. Now, now we need different foods for different benefits, and free radical activity, we need foods that are rich in antioxidants. And those are mostly found in the fruits. And we know for strong immune system, we need green leafy vegetable and salad greens to fight a cold and flu. And we know to prevent inflammation, we need omega-3 fatty foods for to fight inflammation. And where you find them, and such as salmon, sardines, mackerel, they're very good source on it. And for healthy heart, you need nuts, seeds, beans, and olive oil. You need all these monounsaturated fats. They will help you. They will help you keep healthy. And why we should eat more of these kind of foods? Because the world's healthiest foods, they're not fattening foods, and you won't overeat because they're rich in all these health-promoting nutrients. People even write me letters that tell me how much weight they lost eating these kind of foods because they didn't eat nutrient-poor foods, which one lead them into overeating and gain weight. Now, let me talk a little bit about how you could be making part of a healthier lifestyle. That's very important, because eating more nutrient-rich foods, you incorporate in your daily life, and you will be healthier. And let me touch about different meals and how we could use them to be in our healthier lifestyle. Breakfast, you know, everybody call him a most important meal, and it's true, because they have to keep you through the lunch, and you're going to feel if you have a good breakfast, and I'm going to show how to have so simple breakfast. It's not really that difficult when we say, you know, you have to have a nutritious breakfast. And, it's a problem that people think they need just carbohydrates. But for breakfast, you need complex carbohydrates, but you need a good source of protein. And you need some fats from nuts and seeds that will nourish your blood and keep blood sugar through the morning. Give you energy to carry your morning activities. And breakfast should contain about one quarter of protein requirements for the day. And naturally, you could get that in nuts, seeds, eggs, complex carbohydrates, whole grains. And that's the reason. Let me tell you a little bit more about breakfast, because it's so important. If you eat refined carbohydrates like sugary cereal, pancakes, waffles, bagels, and muffins, first in the morning, that give you a rapid spike of the sugar, blood sugar, but later on you get crash and you get sleepy in the morning. When you skip, that's even worse when you skip your breakfast, because you can't keep up, you keep sleepy and fatigue for the rest of the morning. And only thing for the good breakfast, you need like a good oatmeal, whole grain oatmeal, and maybe you could use milk, or you could use soy or rice milk, and you could put some good fruit like blueberries, and you top with some almonds, and you have perfect breakfast that will keep you through the morning. And you know, you could have even a little bit more complex, like poached eggs over spinach or breakfast frittata. You could have that one too. Now, when we come to the lunch, you know, it's not just eating salad, greens with some dressing on top. You know, you have to have imagination, like they have in Mediterranean countries. They have imagination when they come to eating lunch. You do have green leafy vegetable like leafy lettuce, red lettuce, romaine lettuce, Boston lettuce, arugula, watercress, endive. But you could put some tomatoes and red bell peppers and cucumbers and all kind of different vegetables, and that give you all the nutrients that you need. And for protein, you need maybe you need some shredded chicken, or maybe nuts, maybe some fish like tuna or salmon, canned salmon. And they, you know, when we talk about protein, they could even provide you more protein than hamburger. And you could put, and you need a good dressing. And what is a good dressing? Very simple dressing. You don't even have to make dressing. You just put some olive oil, and it's very important, extra virgin olive oil, because that helps you assimilate all those nutrients that you need, especially carotenoids. And a little bit, I like lemon better than vinegar. It's a little bit too strong, but lemon is so really good. Some salt and pepper. And you could put croutons on top of your salad, like walnuts, which one they're rich in omega-3. And you could even chop up some fruits, some apple, pear, or something. You could chop them up, and that will be part of your lunch. When we go to dinner, you know, one thing that you should make it too big, because if it takes too long to digest, you don't sleep well. And the season, dinner should be 350 to 500 calories. And not, it's very important to have like omega-3 rich foods like salmon or maybe codfish or trout, with some serving of vegetable. Much better the grains, because you need something they don't have high glycemic index, and stay with low glycemic index. And like I told you, green leafy vegetable, cruciferous vegetable, and all of them, they are very low in the calories, and they're low in glycemic index. Now, another thing that we have to understand when we talk about all these foods, we talk about meal plan, what to eat, you know, for a whole week. And that's what I have 4 weeks plan. They give you everything that you need. Like 1 week, you eat more antioxidant-rich foods to cleanse you of free radicals in the body. And second week, and that comes, like I mentioned, for the fruit. And the second week, you have immune-enhancing food, which one is mostly vegetable, for a strong immune system. They will fight cold and flu. And third week, I emphasize most anti-inflammatory foods, like fish and seafood. And promote good skin and better memory. And what is important to have for healthy heart, to have more nuts, seeds, beans, and olive oil rich in monounsaturated fats. Now, you know, one thing that I should mention is extra virgin olive oil. I never cook with extra virgin olive oil, and I'll tell you a little bit more about cooking, because cooking is very, very, very important. But and I'm going to tell you how and how to cook properly. Extra virgin olive oil, you see, it got very low smoke point, and it burn very fast when you exceed 200 to 250 degree. And that's the reason in frying, that's the worst thing that you could use. You use extra virgin olive oil. Even when I was in Italy and worked with Chef Claudio in Tuscany, and we use high oleic safflower oil, you know, and they have all these orchards, so the olive oil, they have plenty. Why? Because olive oil is not good for cooking. They burn very fast. Now when we talk about cooking, that it's very important to know how to prepare your food, cook your foods. You know, traditional way of cooking, you lose 50 to 80%. Scientific study shows that you lose 50 to 80% of nutrients because they're cooking too long. And what I did, I come up with this new way of cooking vegetable that takes only short time because I'm cooking al dente. In this way, you preserve most of your nutrients. And that's very important to understand. And I think that we should do more in-home cooking because it's not just it's cheaper, but you're going to use more foods and fresh foods, and you're going to avoid foods, and you could control your salt and sugar and fat. When in the restaurants, you can do that. It's very hard. They say that you have to sacrifice taste, and it takes a long time to prepare, and you can get all the nutrients from the foods. They're all wrong. You could get all of them if you eat nutrient-rich foods. How are you going to stay healthy with these foods? Research shows the nutrient-rich rich foods provide all the nutrients that you need for a healthy life, for good health and vitality. And you don't need just foods for the to support cardiovascular system, and you need foods that support all the systems. And this is the nutrient-rich foods is very important. They provide nervous system, but the nervous system interacts with endocrine system and immune system and all about its tissues. That's the reason World Healthiest Foods provide you all these kind of foods, because they are nutrient-rich foods. When it comes to food sensitivity, we know there's a problem with certain foods, food sensitivity you can control. There's a problem with beef, corn, eggs, oranges, pork, strawberry, tree nuts. And the symptoms, we show these symptoms like fatigue, migraine, poor memory, mood swings, bloating, fluid retention. That's your symptoms that you will know about when you have sensitivity. And I deal with that very much, a long time in the book, and talk about food sensitivity. Nutrient biochemical individuality. When we talk about nutrient excesses and deficiencies, we know the excess is the biggest problem. They call sugar, salt, and fat. And they cause mostly degenerative diseases because cells degenerate because they don't have all these nutrients. When you eat nutrient-poor foods like you have in nutrient-rich rituals. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I study biochemistry at University of Belgrade, and I continue studying all my life after that. And now for 20, I always have passion to make a foods that taste good and to enjoy these nutrient-rich foods. I went to study in French cuisine in the La Verne University near Paris. And I with Giuliano Bugiali, I study in Florence, and in Oxford I study gourmet cuisine of England, and I also study Spanish and Greek cuisine. But after running Health Valley Foods for 26 years, and when I sold, I started this foundation, and what our foundation does now, they constantly review research study conducted all over the world. And we constantly studying more about foods, about recipes, meal planner, and we provide all these free weekly service. They are website started about 10 years ago. Very, very important. They have over a million visitors every month. And it's number one on Google on healthiest foods and on healthiest recipes. And we provide free weekly bulletin and newsletter every day in this way to keep people motivated. We send up to 50,000 readers. And we provide even video to show you how to prepare, select, and cook and serve these four healthiest foods. And right now, I want to tell you about a book, The World Healthiest Foods, which won the Best Book Award for 2007. Thank you very, very much for listening.